From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, America's favorite sport is eating. It's the only exercise we ever get. We eat in our cars, at our desks, at the movies. Our bellies are enormous, our arms are weak, but our jaws are so powerful, they can crack steel. There's only one problem.
Eventually, you have to stop because your tummy hurts.
Sad but true, Carl. Even the greatest American stomach has a finite capacity. Since your stomach is full, we're going to fill your ears with food. It is our favorite culinary stories of the last few years.
We'll start our Foodapalooza with some questions we asked our panel about food and drink.
PJ, a new study suggests that doing what can lead to immoral behavior?
Oh, I know all about this.
I know you do. That's why we directed this question to you, sir.
Yeah, drink.
Yes, they just figured that out. It's why the people in, like, the Whole Foods parking lot are so vicious about stealing your parking space.
Eating organic food?
Yes, eating organic food can make you immoral, according to a new study.
Peter, get out of here.
I'm sorry. You know, I dislike vegans as much as the next person. But they're nothing compared to drunks.
Wait, Peter. Who did this study?
A scientist did it, Paula, and this is what the scientist did.
Who made him a scientist? Did he just...
Did he find that badge?
He had a white lab coat. I wasn't going to ask for a diploma.
If he had a white coat, he might have been an ice cream man.
You never know. All right, well, we're going to explain. Right. So they took these groups of people. And they didn't even feed them organic food. They showed them pictures of packages of organic food. Some people were shown organic products. Some people were shown regular junk food or normal food. And then those same people were given quizzes and questioned about various things that were to ascertain their level of sort of moral turpitude.
Well, if you sat me down and showed me a bunch of pictures of organic food, I'd punch you too.
Well,
what a thing to do to somebody.
So what they determined was that there's something about organic food that makes people feel virtuous simply by virtue of experiencing it or having it. So therefore they feel they can get away with something bad because they've already done something virtuous. You see?
Well, that's where Democrats come from. I don't see what it has to do with organic food.
Did you know the other part of this study, Peter, which was that some of the people were shown foods that were labeled as organic. Some people were shown stuff that wasn't organic, but it was, you know, like relatively rice, kind of innocuous stuff. And then some people were shown like brownies and things that were called comfort food. And I think we're burying the lead here because the people who looked at the comfort food were nicer.
Yes.
They were less judgy. They were just in their own shame spiral.
Exactly.
From, like, looking at brownies that they weren't judging anyone else, which, you know.
I must make up for my disgrace by looking at this brownie by helping this person in need.
Yes, which I.
Well, people who had the organic kale were like, let the bastard die. What do I do?
Yes.
Amy, the Obama administration, as represented in this case by Michelle Obama, came up with yet another scheme to try to get Americans to do something they have consistently refused to do. What?
Well, does it involve eating healthier?
Yes. It is, in fact, eating healthier. Okay. Americans won't do it. First, we had the four food groups, and that failed because that implied the four groups were equally important. And besides, everybody ignored the fruits and vegetables group to concentrate on the much more popular deep-fried meat group. Then the USDA, the government, tried the food pyramid. That had the good stuff down in the bottom where the pyramid was wide and the bad stuff at the top, less of it. But Americans reacted to that by creating actual food pyramids many feet across, which they devoured. Remember when Applebee's restaurant came out with the all-you-can-eat great pyramid of cheese? So the new approach, they just came out this week. Michelle Obama introduced it. It's a picture of a plate with portions marked out. Lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, lots of grains, less protein, even less dairy. Americans looked at that. They looked at the picture. They were a little scared. But then they realized that real plates are three-dimensional. So you could fit a lot into that little space if you just went up.
Yeah. Right. Is there a height requirement?
There isn't. So McDonald's immediately came out with its 4-foot-high meat tower.
Just right.
fits right in the space. It's great. Right.
You know, my son has a concept of eating that sadly I totally relate to, which is, you know, I'll say to him, well, you didn't eat your salad, and he'll say, I'm full for that.
Oh, like there's a little pocket.
Yeah, his salad
in the
section
tummy.
Is full.
Yeah.
And yet his sugar and fat section is still able to load in. I'm full for that as he's grazing in the freezer. I think he thinks it's science when he says it, too.
Mo, foreign relations experts have spent decades trying to quell tensions between India and Pakistan to no avail. Well, finally, someone has a fresh, new idea to improve relations between the two countries. What?
I mean, I just think of curry. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I need a clue. Between India and Pakistan.
It's like Top Chef Waziristan.
Oh, they're going to have a cooking competition.
They are. They're going to have a TV cooking competition.
Okay, great. All right, good. Yeah.
Very good. You approve? Mo, you're...
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Think of it as a special episode of Iron Chef, say, where the chef's secret weapon is an actual nuclear weapon. The show's called Foodistan. That's both the name of the show and the kingdom Chris Christie hopes to rule over someday. Anyway, the show brings together 16 chefs from India and Pakistan to highlight the nation's shared passion for food, because the best place to put people from two nations with a history of violent conflict is a room with open flames and a wide selection of knives.
That actually sounds like Thanksgiving with my family.
Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
The New York Times reported that homemade organic meals are becoming more popular for what segment of our population?
Pets.
Yes, exactly. The Times profiled a woman who makes for her dog a dish made of chicken, red cabbage, cucumbers, carrots, berries, garlic, and parsley, all from her own organic farm. Weirdly, this article appeared in the paper's dining and wine section rather than its crazy rich people section. Of course, because dogs, as we know, care deeply, deeply about what they're eating. When they bark right before eating their own vomit, they're inquiring if it's organic and locally sourced.
What is the point of it? I mean, don't you eat organic food for better health and longer life? I mean,
well, why shouldn't your dog have better health?
Well,
and
I know,
longer
but you know, if you only live 12 years, wouldn't you eat Twinkies all the time?
Adam, fans of James Bond are up in arms at news that in the new Bond movie Skyfall, the super spy will for the first time be seen on the screen doing what?
Drinking a beer.
Yes, ooh, exactly. Ooh. According to according to Advertising Age magazine, thanks to a big product placement deal, James Bond will be trading his classic shaken not stirred martini for a Heineken in at least one scene in the next movie.
Oh.
It's true. It's like,
I don't usually drink beer, but when I do,
But they'll work it into the plot. You know, Q will help him out. 007, with this special hat, you can hold two beers without the use of your hands and still drink them.
Fascinating, Q.
We've developed this foam cylinder in which you can put a can.
Do you think there's a black tie version of a beer hat?
No, except his tuxedo is just printed on a T-shirt now. You know. We're looking forward to seeing him side up to the bar in his tuxedo T-shirt. Mm-hmm. He's going to order a brew. And then, you know, with that sophisticated James Bond air, he's going to smash the can against his head. And then somebody will ask him his name and he'll burp it.
It's also going to be Jimmy Bond now. Bond. Jimmy Bond. What are you looking at?
I love how we're also offended that the Bond movies might turn techie.
Yeah, what happened to the classy days like Octopussy? Jesse, the yes. White House has been accused of leaking sensitive information. Well, this week they went ahead and posted for anyone to see and copy what?
I would like a hint.
Well, they say, the White House says, it tastes great, but the Republicans insist it's less filling.
Oh, I do know this answer. This is the recipe for the White House beer, or what kind of beer they drink?
Yeah, no, what kind of beer they make. Yes,
they
the
make,
White House
yes,
beer recipe. That's the answer.
House
very good.
Brewery.
According to the White House, the president was inspired by the home brewers he met around the country, or maybe he had to drink one too many bottles of PBR in the campaign trail and was like, from now on, I bring my own. The White House ale recipe includes local ingredients like honey from the White House garden and the sweat of the wealthy job creators they keep imprisoned in the basement.
That gives it a nice tang.
It does, it does. So let's sum it up. The president, we now know this week, salvages furniture from dumpsters, and he brews his own beer. Great. He's not the first black president. He's the first hipster president. Next, he's going to be riding around town in an armored fixie bicycle. They say they have no plans to sell White House ale, but in case they do, we here at Wait Wait have prepared some advertising slogans for the Obama beer.
Obama beer, the audacity of hops.
Very good. You know, all right, hold on. That's a good introductory campaign for the next line of ads. How about these?
Yes, we can get wasted.
And
I'm going to need to see your beer certificate.
Consider all this an appetizer, because when we come back, we'll have Paula Deen and a bizarre new use for a standard kitchen appliance.
You'll never look at your spatula the same way again.